This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live on a weekend edition from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody, all the first responders, all the National Guardsmen, 3,000 of them that have been activated for Tropical Storm Barry, soon to be Hurricane Barry, please be safe. And to all those people on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse and factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all you do keeping America rolling along. And the Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, we thank you very much for what you're doing, too. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of everything we have over there. You can also check us out on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And don't forget, we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And we start this hour out with the national anthem. Bless America, and thanks to all those who defend, protect, and serve her, keeping all of us free and safe. Well, again, we're keeping our eyes on Tropical Storm Barry, which is developing as we speak. It's crawling along at 3 miles per hour, and barometric pressure has dropped. We're going to be getting another report here very shortly. Once we do, I'm going to get that out to you, especially for our listeners in New Orleans that are listening to us tonight. Now, New Orleans, you may have dodged a bullet of sorts. However, there was and still is a tornado warning up for the southeastern part of New Orleans. You will have some storms coming in, more than likely. It always happens with these tropical systems where tornado watches and warnings will come up because of the water spouts that have formed out there in the water headed towards land, where, of course, they become a tornado. Now, I want to play for you Tom Holman and the conversation that he had back and forth with AOC, because Tom Holman is the former director of ICE, and he really lectured AOC and gave her a lesson to be learned. We'll see if she learns from it. But anyway, here's the conversation, the back and forth they had.
Mr. Holman, with all due respect, legal asylees are not charged with any crime.
When you're in the country illegally, it's violation 8 United States Code 1325.
There were three different options presented. The third included the option for family separation. This initiative would pursue prosecution of all amenable adults, including those presenting with a family unit. Mr. Holman, your name is on this. Is this correct?
Yes, I signed that memo.
So you are the author of the family separation policy?
I am not the author of this memo.
You're not the author, but you signed the memo.
Yes, a zero tolerance memo.
So you provided the official recommendation to Secretary Nielsen on family for the United States to pursue family separation.
I gave Secretary Nielsen numerous recommendations on how to secure the border and save lives.
But it says here that you gave her numerous options, but the recommendation was option 3, family separation.
What I'm saying, this is not the only paper where we've given the Secretary numerous options to secure the border and save lives.
And so the recommendation, of the many that you recommended family separation.
I recommended zero tolerance.
Which includes family separation.
The same as it is whenever a U.S. citizen parent gets arrested when they're with a child.
Zero tolerance was interpreted as the policy that separated children from their...
If I get arrested for DUI and I have a young child in a car, I will be separated. When I was a police officer in New York and I arrested a father for domestic violence, I separated that father from his family.
Mr. Holman, with all due respect, legal asylees are not charged with any crime.
When you're in the country illegally, it's violation 8 United States Code 1325.
Seeking asylum is legal.
If you want to seek asylum, you go through the port of entry, do it the legal way. The Attorney General of the United States has made that clear.
Okay. Mr. Chair, the memo is...
Illegal immigration is not a victimless crime. I mean, these folks, they contract with criminal organizations. These organizations are the same organization that smuggled... drugs, they smuggle weapons, they smuggle people that want to do harm to this country. You're talking about drug cartels that are involved with smuggling folks. So this is not a victimless crime, and whether you're victimized as an illegal alien, you know, coming up to the border, or whether you're a U.S. citizen being victimized by someone stealing your Social Security number, or your credit rating goes to zero because someone took your identity.
Okay, how'd you like that? AOC got schooled. I hope you heard it. Hope you were paying attention. I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our very good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive Dealerships, four of them in the state of Florida, where right now you pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit. That goes for any new Chevy or Nissan or any pre-owned vehicle in the Moss family inventory. Now, you can go to a special website and check out what kind of financing you'll qualify for without damaging your credit score. It's Moss, M-A-U-S, Family, Chevrolet.com/free credit check. The Moss Family Automotive features the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of Tampa, and they're the home of You Serve, You Save, which is a program that people come from all around the country to take advantage of, because you can't get it 24/7, 365 like you can at Moss Family Automotive. Now, that's a program that saves all active duty military and all veterans and first responders, too, active or retired, money on their brand new vehicle purchase. Tons of money, thousands of dollars. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and have no payments at all for 6 months with approved credit. All you got to do to check to see what you qualify for is go to Moss, M-A-U-S, Family, Chevrolet.com/free credit check, and always make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to save you even more money. How about that? You get another $500 by mentioning my name off your car deal or truck purchase, whatever you're purchasing. Now, Donald Trump had a lot to say about the labor secretary, Mr. Acosta, leaving. He said he was not just a great labor secretary, he was a great labor secretary, not just a good labor secretary, because of the things that had been done. But he also talked about the Ocasio-Cortez debacle, where she came out and called Nancy Pelosi a racist. Now, this is what Donald Trump had to say just very briefly.
Well, I think Cortez, who kept Amazon out of New York, and they don't like her for that, thousands and thousands of jobs, I think Cortez is being very disrespectful to somebody that's been there a long time. I deal with Nancy Pelosi a lot, and we go back and forth, and it's fine. But I think that a group of people is being very disrespectful to her. And you know what? I don't think that Nancy can let that go on. A group of people that came from, I don't know where they came from. I'm looking at this Omar from Minnesota. And if one half of the things they're saying about her are true, she shouldn't even be in office. But Cortez should treat Nancy Pelosi with respect. She should not be doing what she's doing. And I'll tell you something about Nancy Pelosi that you know better than I do. She is not a racist, okay? She is not a racist. For them to call her a racist is a disgrace.
All righty, there you go. And let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Backgammon Bob again from Clearwater, Florida.
Barefoot Backgammon Bob. What's up?
How'd you guess?
I just guessed lucky. What's going on?
Anyway, what is your thoughts on what chance we have to win back the House? Because I think that's very important. And the second thing is, I agree exactly with that guy said of the testimony that he gave on AOC.
Exactly. Oh, Tom Holman, the former ICE director.
Exactly. That's exactly the thing. A crime's a crime. What's the difference?
That's right.
And you can't just, if you do that crime, if you don't let them separate family for that crime, then then they're going to start doing it for other crimes. You know, at what point do you stop?
Yeah, that's very true.
The other thing that I want to know is this is, and I might have asked this before, I'm not dead sure because I lose track sometimes, but how easily can Trump's executive orders be overturned by the Supreme Court, or can they?
They can be overturned by Congress, never mind the Supreme Court. 2/3 vote.
Okay, so I just got to. Mm-hmm. Oh, 2/3. Would that be too tough? That would be too tough to do. I think 2/3 is.
No. Well, 2/3 in the House is they can do it because it's Democratic control already. In the Senate would be a different story. It really had to be something bad for the Republicans to turn.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yep. I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I guess that's about it, Cap.
All right. Well, I'll get to your first question first. And, of course, that's Backgammon Bob. And as he said tonight, he's Backgammon Barefoot Bob. But. And that was just a guess. A lot of people at night don't wear shoes, you know. But anyway, as far as winning back the House, the Republicans can win back the House. But here's what they have to do. You have to fight fire with fire. No more Mr. Nice Guy with these freshman congressmen, these Democrats that are very, very, very volatile right now and very, very... What have the Democrats that got elected 2 years ago, what have they got they can run out? They said that they did nothing for that matter. How about the Republicans? What can they say they did? Well, there's a limited amount of stuff, but again, nothing. The only people that have been doing anything in terms of legislating the country, the way they should be, in my opinion, is the United States Senate. Now, are we going to gain seats in the United States Senate next time around? Definitely. Are we going to gain seats in the House next time around? Definitely. Are we going to get the majority back? Maybe. But right now, there are 15 Democratic seats where the Democratic incumbents are either tied or behind in the latest polling that's been done there. Now, I'll get into specifics next week, but I don't have the sheet in front of me. I did have the sheet, and I kept it here for over a week that I was going to mention, and then I got rid of it because I figured, well, okay, I guess we don't want to talk about that. And son of a gun, if Backgammon Bob doesn't bring it up. But there are 15 seats. That was as of the beginning of this week in the House. It won't change the control of the House just yet, but it would make it a lot closer and would wake up some of the other Democrats that would be there that, hey, maybe we better do something different. And, oh, by the way, it could also come back to remove Nancy Pelosi, even though the Democrats would still be in charge. They could also come back and use it to remove Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker. Remember, you don't have to be a member of the House of Representatives currently to be the Speaker. Paul Ryan could come back, run for the Speakership, and be elected. Newt Gingrich could come back, run for the Speakership, and be elected. You do not have to be a sitting member of the Congress to be the Speaker of the House. That's a fact. A lot of people don't know that because, again, they haven't studied history. They don't know it until it actually comes up. And we got into this conversation a while back when they were talking about, believe it or not, Mitt Romney running for Speaker. They talked about Newt Gingrich again and all this sort of stuff back when Boehner was moving out as Speaker and Paul Ryan was coming in. But anyway, it is what it is. But that's my theory and that's my thought. I could be wrong. I could be all wet. But I don't think the Republicans, as of the present time, will take complete control of the House of Representatives. They will gain, but they won't get complete control. Now, what will change that? More good news on the economy. More good news on the world front. By the way, they keep saying that Donald Trump is not a world-class leader. He doesn't know how to be diplomatic, this, that, and the other. Well, gee, didn't we just put Iran in a box? Haven't we taken ISIS and pretty much written them off, destroyed them everywhere they popped their ugly head? Now, the only thing I don't really care for that's going on right now is the Taliban, because I don't understand why we're negotiating with a group that really doesn't want to negotiate for peace. They just want to get in and get power. They want to be members of the Afghan legislature and all that stuff. They want to be able to have their numbers in there because they believe they'll control the country. And if they do, we know they'll take it back where it was before we even went in there. We know that. So think about that for a minute. And I don't think we're going anywhere when it comes to Afghanistan for a while yet. Same with Iraq. We're going to have a presence in Iraq. We're going to have a base or bases in Iraq. Okay, here we go. We're gonna kick on out the door here and be right back with more. Your phone calls are welcome at 877-969-8600. Kathy, Tom Howe.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, pushing for the USMCA, a new trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The president says the NAFTA replacement will improve global trade relations.
We restore our economy. We're really restoring our standing in the world. We're respected again. America is respected again, like it hasn't been respected in many, many years. We were laughed at. We were a patsy.
Trump says the new agreement will protect American workers and incentivize companies to keep their operations in the U.S. Storm surge already splashing water into roadways across southern Louisiana, with Barry expected to make landfall Saturday morning. This New Orleans woman says seeing the strong current and high water on Lake Pontchartrain has her worried.
I see the lake look like it's about to overflow, and it's splashing up on land. I'm like kind of scared now.
20 to 25 inches of rain expected this weekend in parts of Louisiana. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, we had a great lunch this week at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. We want to thank everybody that showed up for that. Now, we won't be there in August, because the weeks that we would be there, they're going to be shut down for their annual vacation. But we'll be back in September, and we'll let you know when that's going to be, back down there in Bradenton in September. So August, we'll stick around the Tampa area, and we may add another day to our travels up here in Orlando, to one of the places that we go to. But anyway, there you go. Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Check them out. 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida, inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm. And they're open Monday through Saturday. So don't think you're going to truck on over there Sunday and go in there. They're open Monday through Saturday. All right. Now, I'm keeping an eye on the weather. I'm watching what's going on up there with Tropical Storm Barry. It's still a tropical storm, but I believe when we get the report that'll be in here in about 10 or 15 minutes, the next report, I believe we may see it at hurricane status, and here's why. It has moved slowly at 3 miles per hour. The millibars have dropped all night long, which means it's intensifying. Now, currently, it's 70 miles due south of Morgan City, Louisiana, 70 miles, moving at 3 miles an hour, to the west-northwest, and is forecast to make a north turn here a little bit later in the morning or the afternoon or whatever today. But it's already 125 miles west-southwest of the mouth of the Mississippi River, which means it has gone past New Orleans, a lot of it. However, the tropical force winds are at 175 miles, which means they will not only reach New Orleans, they're also 50 miles further to the east, which takes it over into Mississippi and probably right about the Alabama state line with the outer bands of rain that will go that far, may even go over into the panhandle of Florida. That's subject to determination yet as to how far west it's going to go. Now, there were some people that contacted me last hour in Texas telling me that they were concerned it was going to come there into the eastern part of Texas and maybe skirt Houston and Galveston and all that. I don't believe so, not by everything I'm looking at. I don't believe so. But certainly all of Louisiana, you're going to get the rain. You're going to get a lot of rain. Mississippi, you're going to get a lot of rain. But the bulk of the rain is going to be in very saturated areas of Louisiana and western Mississippi and the Mississippi River Valley Basin, as they call it. The Mississippi River is already up slightly above its flood stage and pretty much right to the tops of the banks in some areas. So, all that rain is going to just make it miserable. And James in Clearwater chimed in a while ago and was talking about when the winds reach a certain speed, this, that, and the other, emergency vehicles don't travel. That doesn't apply everywhere. It does apply in Florida, I can tell you that. But when you get the National Guard and the Coast Guard, they will still get out on the road to do things, and they will still fly. They will fly in wind speeds up to 75 miles an hour when it's a life-threatening situation. I've seen them do it. I've been a part of that when they've done that. And it's a remarkable feat to watch them, the way that they can control those helicopters in those high winds like that and that absolutely torrential downpour that comes sideways and hits you in the face like a, almost like somebody hitting you with a hammer, whacking you in the face over and over and over and over and over again. So there you go. But we'll just have to see what happens, and I'm sure they'll play it all by ear. And we've got, let's see, is this a question? Yes, we do. We have a question here. Okay, so let me go to the question. This is from Adam, and Adam is in Pascagoula, Mississippi. He's saying, Captain, I've already evacuated from where I'm at. I'm sitting in my truck. I'm about 30 miles north of the interstate, I-10, in Mississippi still, but I'm waiting to see what's going to happen. I'm in a position where I can move further north. Would you suggest that I move to the east from where I'm at? Well, Adam, if you want to be out of the weather altogether, sure, I'd go east. I'd get out of Mississippi, and I would go over into Alabama, somewhere around Mobile. Won't be too bad over there. Might get a little bit of rain, might get a little bit of wind, but nothing like what you're going to get where you're at, north of Pascagoula, which is about right about where those tropical force 40-mile-an-hour winds are going to be coming in, plus the rain. So if it were me, yeah, I'd move a little further to the east. It's not that bad of a drive over there right now, probably, although... Boy, I keep saying that, and I keep looking at this map. This is unbelievable. I mean, everything out in the Gulf from Pensacola out about 150 miles or thereabouts, everything is absolutely solid red. Inundated, hurricane warning from Mobile, Alabama to the Texas line. Everything out 150 miles. And There's a lot of heavy rain. By the way, the rain has moved further north right now. Let me get you this latest, because I'll be updating this again. I'm just waiting on the report to come in that's going to come in. The rain right now has moved a little further up into Arkansas. It's moved up covering all of Louisiana. There's some rain in northern Mississippi, which is some of the earlier bands that came through. You've got fog, of all things, up where the Ohio River meets, comes in here. Let's see. You've got fog in southern and western Ohio and central, southern, and eastern Indiana. Up along I-90-94, right off Lake Michigan, there's fog there. And there's fog in northern West Virginia. I-64 would be involved right now. There's fog right there. Comes over towards St. Louis, and it looks like the St. Louis area, you've got fog there in that area as well. So that's what's going on right now. But the storm itself, when it comes ashore, it's going to drag its feet. I don't believe it's going to move. It's moving so slow right now, there's no reason to think it's going to just, something's going to pick it up and just drag it up through the system. This is going to be a slow-moving system, and it's going to rain, and it's going to rain, and it's going to rain, and it's going to rain some more. And again, I'm looking at the rains here right now. Okay, a storm surge of 2.7 feet has been reported at the National Ocean Service tide gauge at the New Canal Station. That's down at the southern end of the Mississippi River Basin. Barry is expected to produce total rain accumulations of 10 to 20 inches over south central and southeast Louisiana and southwest Mississippi, with isolated maximum amounts of 25 to 30 inches. These rains are expected to lead to dangerous, life-threatening flooding over portions of the central Gulf Coast late into the day and into tonight and into tomorrow morning. And by the way, this is what kills people, folks. Rain, water, floodwaters. You got to be careful. Don't get out there and drive in anything that you can't see how deep it is. That's number one. Number two, don't even try to walk through it. If you try to walk through water that's knee-deep or waist-deep, that's got a current to it, you're just liable to go right on down the stream. It's happened before. I've been on way too many rescues where that sort of thing has happened. And Barry also is going to produce rain accumulations, total rainfall accumulations, of 4 to 8 inches across western portions of the Tennessee Valley. Think about that for a minute. Tennessee Valley, 4 to 8 inches of rain. Okay, we'll take another look at this, and we're waiting on the update to come in here, so before I leave the airwaves here at 5 a.m. Eastern Time, I can give you an update on what's going on. Yep, I got it right now. I just got the update. Okay, we'll get to that when we come back to Captain's America Third Watch, rolling along the overnight radio airwaves at the speed of your radio dial. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. Please worry about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Larry Oak. And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends at the Freedom Boat Club. And before I get to the beach and boating forecast, I've got a caller on the line, so let me go over there. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, good morning, caller.
I just wanted to say I'm keeping those people in Louisiana and the surrounding area in prayer. I'm hoping that many people will be able to avoid being hurt and injured through the storm. And then the other thing that I wanted to comment was that you were playing some sort of interview regarding people coming across the border and things like that.
Yeah.
People do not understand that just because I have a child doesn't mean that that child is mine.
May not. That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
And that's very, very important. And, you know, you can't tell somebody if they're a criminal or not by looking at them.
No, of course not.
So I realize that they can be very nice people, and so can a criminal. So you've got to be very, very cautious.
And the point that the former ICE director was making is if you get arrested for a drunk driving charge and you have a child with you, they take the child away from you.
Yes, that's true. That's also true.
If you commit a crime and you have a child with you, they take the child away from you. This is no different. You've actually violated the law, and he stated what the statute was. And AOC, of course, she doesn't want to take no for an answer. She wouldn't even pay attention to what he was saying. He cited the law to her.
Right. Well, right. Unfortunately, they get into this feeling of they want you to feel sorry or feel
Well, I don't. Do you?
No, I do not.
Thank you.
I feel that they have a certain area that they should enter into and certain restrictions that they should apply.
Yeah.
And I don't think that I'm better than that person.
No.
However, there are reasons to have that in place so that other people are protected.
You betcha. You betcha.
Okay.
Great call.
Anyway, you have yourself a good day, sir. It's been a pleasure talking with you. And again, my prayers go out to many people.
All right. And
you take care.
Thank you very much.
This is your friend, Cheryl, but you take care.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you very much. Okay. Well, there you go. And we appreciate her very much. All right. Now, let's get into the beach and boating forecast because that's where I got to go now. And by the way, it might not be too good of a day to be out there in the Gulf of Mexico, but let's find out. All right, today for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of the Tampa Bay area, we're going to have some rough seas offshore. Now, seas are going to be 3 to 6 foot. There may be some 7 or 8 foot swells out there, especially in some of these scattered thunderstorms that may be around later in the day. Now, this morning, we start out with the seas that out of the southeast at 15 to 20 knots. That means we could have speeds up to 25 miles an hour before things calm out. This afternoon, the storm moves further away from us. The winds then come out of the south at about 8 to 10 miles an hour. Now, again, the water temperature, both the Gulf and the Bay, are at 85 degrees. We had our high tide at 1:54 a.m. Our low tide, by the way, is coming in just a few minutes here, 4:58 a.m., which is 7 minutes away, Eastern Time. And, again, the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is the largest franchise in the 185 franchise Freedom Boat Club National Club. Now, they also have 3 in Canada. They've got 2 in France. And I will tell you that with 24 ports here in Tampa Bay, you can go just about anywhere where there's water and find a Freedom Boat Club port. So here's the real kicker to everything. For a limited time, you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. But if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, or you work in the medical profession in any capacity, or if you are a school teacher, you get an extra $500 off on top of the $1,000 for your one-time membership fee. After that, all you pay is a monthly fee. Now, your membership also gives you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations. All you got to do to find out more is go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It will save you money, and you might get a free boat ride out of the deal because they have these cruises when the weather's right. They take you out into the bay and sunset cruises, they call them, and it's a lot of fun. Go along with several other different boats, and it's just a nice way to enjoy the evening. Now, let me get over here to the latest summary. Okay, Barry is still a tropical storm. Rain bands of Barry are beginning to move on shore. Dangerous storm surge is beginning to follow. Heavy rains and wind conditions are expected across north and the central Gulf Coast today and tonight. Right now, it's 55 miles, so it's gained 5 miles. It's 55 miles straight south of Morgan City, Louisiana. It is moving still. It picked up a little bit of speed. All right, it's moving now at 5 miles per hour, moving west-northwest, predicted to make a right turn and go north somewhere in the Morgan City, Louisiana area when it comes on shore. But it's 165 miles west now of the mouth of the Mississippi River, which means the tropical force winds will just barely cover New Orleans right now. So that's a better picture for New Orleans to think about as we move along here. All right. So there you go. So things are looking better. right now, but the rain is, as I told you, could be 25, 30 inches. All right, let's drift on over here right now. And good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron Edwards.
Who?
This is Ron.
There's somebody named Ron on the line?
Yes.
Well, you got about a minute because I got to go because I got things I got to do. So what's on your mind?
Well, just wanted to talk about a situation that happened here in Michigan that was very interesting.
Can you do it in 45 seconds?
Yes, I can.
Go ahead.
Well, what happened was a group of people went to a restaurant, and they were just having a decent time. And all of a sudden, a group of other people came in, and well, they wear long clothing, and they from the Middle East. And so they started making a bunch of noise, and the Americans asked them to please hold it down because other people were trying to listen. And then what happened was the Middle Easterners got even louder and called them Islamophobes and everything like that. And so the Americans called, the citizens called police, and the police says, okay, we'll be right over. And then they asked them, well, who are these people or whatever? And they told them what they were, Middle Easterners. And the police said, well, we're not going to come. You have to settle it out for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting that these people were not going to get any help from the police. And because...
Was this in Dearborn?
No, this is in a city called Troy.
All right, because I'm not surprised because the police are trying to steer clear of all that stuff. They don't want to have anything to do with it. And I've run out of time, so I got to let you go. So we will talk to you again.
Yep.
All right, Ron Edwards, and he called in. Little late than never, but he called in. Now, I want to mention one more thing before I have to go here, and that's our state senator, Joe Gruters, who's also the chairman of the Republican Party. South Miami is challenging the so-called sanctuary cities ban. The mayor down there says that they are not going to adhere to it, that they're not going to go along with the illegals that are here, and they're going to still allow the protection that they have to them down there. Well, to that, I say it's time to arrest these people. It's time to make an example out of them, and even though they believe that they've got some sort of exemption, arrest them and take it to the hilt and let them challenge it in court and see what they can do. If they think they got an exemption, let's see what the court has to say, because this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. There should be no such thing as a sanctuary city for illegals, especially the criminals that we know that are illegal, that have come into this country to do whatever it is they've done. And there was one that came in this week that was arrested, that had been deported twice, that came back in and killed two people. They arrested him, and now he's back in jail again to stay, I hope. All right, well, that's the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. When we come on Monday morning, we'll be talking about the storm that was, Barry, and all the rain that it's going to be bringing along with it this weekend. So please be careful out there, ladies and gentlemen. And we want to be talking of good things about you, not the bad things, all right? Have a great day, everybody. God bless America. I'll be back Monday morning. Stay dry.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.